You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today's a very special episode. I have on Abhinav Soumani, and also known as Abhi, as I call him, and we're going to talk about his book today. So excited to get into this book. We've been doing a lot of work on this, and for those that have not caught some of Abhi's previous work with us as well, he's also got a podcast that backs up the book as well. I mean, we just got a whole lot to talk about. So a lot of crypto, a lot of tax, a lot of things we'll be getting into today. But to kick this episode off, I just want to say, hey, Abhi, it's great to have you on the show, man.
Thanks, Adam, and thanks for having me here today.
All right. And and I forgot one thing. And then you got an event coming up too on November 10th over at Woodbury University that I'll definitely be attending. I'm excited to go out and to see this panel event. I know another one of our good friends in the show, so Jeff Neumeister, is going to be there as well. And there's just going to be all kinds of stuff going on. So anyway, before I get carried away, Abhi, let's start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Abhi, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Abhi, what mission matters to you?
To me and Crypto Tax International as a firm, you know, we believe in being the one-stop solution for cryptocurrency taxes. Now, I've been practicing in this space since the past 5 to 6 years, and I have noticed there's a lot of missing gaps in terms of, you know, the softwares that people are using and a lot of confusion. So Crypto Tax International as a firm focuses on helping all investors with the tax solution for cryptocurrency investments.
It's awesome. Love bringing mission-based individuals on the line to share their mission, you know, their businesses, and also why they do what they do and what we can all learn from that so that we can all benefit and grow together. So great to have you on. And I guess, Abhi, just to start maybe a little bit, we'll talk about the book, of course. We'll get into crypto tax, maybe some things that you're doing also at Neumeister and Associates. But I mean, just to get us kind of kicked off, like, how did this progression and this like veering towards this tax and to this whole world of business, like, where did that start from you?
So this is about back in 2016 when I, you know, moved to the United States to pursue my MBA, and a fellow MBA student looked at me. He goes like, "So are you investing in cryptocurrencies?" I'm like, "What is that?" So he goes like, "Well, that's the new money." So, you know, I've been researching about, that ever since, and it just blew my mind. So I continued the research and I just never stopped. And, you know, on the go, I joined the firm Neumeister & Associates, as you mentioned, to help clients with taxes. And I'm still learning the process. Like, you know, every day there's a new sort of a crypto investment that comes in. Like there's DeFi, there's NFT. Every day we have a new, you know, tax law coming up from the government. So it's an ongoing learning process. But yeah, I've been doing my own research ever since that day. And it's been fun. Like, you know, it's more about passion. And that's why I love what I do so much.
I feel like that whole space, it's kind of, when I say the Wild West, I mean, I say that with affection. It's like, you're really pioneering. If I think about the early pioneers and like kind of traveling west in the United States and figuring out like how to add value and how to add more value to the system and grow the country and what they were looking to accomplish. And like, I see that. And then when I think about crypto and when I think about kind of the direction and not just obviously what gets all of the, let's just say the media attention, right? Like what's Bitcoin doing today and all these other things. Well, me, I kind of look at the backside of that as well. And I'm like, oh man, like the amount of opportunity for the people that are going to be delivering the services, like the actual infrastructure, for example, what you're doing with crypto tax. To me, it just seems like there's so much opportunity in this space. Can you maybe talk a little bit about that?
Right. So, you know, there is a lot of opportunity. Yes. We also do assist clients. For example, it's not just sticking to the United States. It's also internationally, like for example, Dubai. So Crypto Tax International is also incorporated in Dubai, in India, and in the US. So that way we become a multinational company and we can assist a lot of clients. Because as I said, you know, my vision and our vision as a firm is not just to assist one certain jurisdiction, but, you know, every crypto investor around the world with taxes, because I know how complex it is. And 90% of the clients that I talk to, they do not know what to do with taxes. So we're here, you know, to help resolve everyone's questions and just solve the crypto tax conundrum. Mm-hmm.
Before we get into the book, tell us a little bit more about just your vision overall for what crypto tax could be.
So, you know, Crypto Tax International, I feel, you know, when I started off to assist clients with the manual process that we have and not, you know, it wasn't that to support a lot of clients in terms of mass numbers, but now we have also transitioned to creating an in-house software, which will allow anyone across the world to use it. You know, you can just plug in your cryptocurrency transactions and the taxes are calculated. I know there's plenty of them available, but most of them have some glitches that I have come across that we are trying to fix here at Crypto Taxes software. But, you know, yeah, the end goal is just to help the community because I know how problematic it is. You know, for example, you get hit with an audit notice. You don't know what to do as an investor because you're doing your thing by investing your money in the right tokens. But when it comes to taxes, you know, you should, you know, leave that on professionals. And that's when we come in. And vision is basically just support everything, everyone, every crypto investment, anything you think of in the blockchain space, in the crypto space should be supported by our firm.
And when I think about the back end of this and like the task, things are moving fast, right? Yeah. So when you talk about creating a software, I mean, if we were to, you know, put this in the SaaS space, let's say, and you think about like a business tool, right? But when you're thinking about something like tax specifically around crypto, like there's got to be, I can't even imagine what that looks like. Like, what does it take to put together something and to keep it up to date and kind of like, it just seems like such a task.
It is. I mean, you know, a majority of platforms out there, unfortunately, but they also delete customer data. So one thing that I recommend all my clients is keep exporting your transaction histories. Keep a track of all your wallet addresses that you're using for off-chain transactions, like for DeFi or NFTs. What we do is we collect all this manual data at the moment, and then we convert that into an in-house calculation template that the firm has created. And then we just do everything manually, because when you're transferring coins from one platform to the other, and then, you know, in crypto, you know, you tend to buy, for example, a token on an on-chain platform like a Coinbase and then send it to a wallet, but the cost basis doesn't get carried over there. Mm-hmm. So these things are complex, but then we try to solve that in an easier way. It is manual, but the software that we're coming up with will have an algorithm that will automatically detect transfers with the help of transaction IDs. And I'm just hoping that we can solve this problem at, you know, as early as possible. Yeah. And it's moving fast, like you mentioned. Like, we will try to come up with the software sometime next year, but the prototype should be out soon.
Great. I'm going to put out a scenario and let me know if I'm off. But the way I see this is, you know, if we think about like the early days of stock, let's just even say like even pre like stock drip plans or things like that. Like, what did people have? They maybe had like a literally a paper ledger that they wrote things down on. And when you thought about like doing your taxes or otherwise, like at that time, like a firm like a Charles Schwab or a Vanguard or things like that, like they weren't tracking your cost basis. Like, it was enough just to match the buy and sell orders. And maybe there was even a market maker that was doing that for them. If we go far enough back, right? Before, way before these companies were even started, to the very early days. So if you think about like kind of the progress, the way stock happened, and at some point, like cost basis, and even possibly like the tax law changed around different things, whether it was capital gains or otherwise, if we go far back enough, right? But the way I see that is that there's maybe some similarities, not in terms of like tax structure, things like that, but I mean in maturity of the industry. Yeah. And what I see crypto tax is doing is it's kind of like stepping in to where there's a lot of gaps. And those gaps, I mean, for them to be figured out for like other areas, I mean, that could take decades if you're not working with something like a crypto tax or that type of software. And then you really don't know. And then what I see happening is probably what happened in the early days of stock, or when stock was finally available to the masses and not just the super wealthy that had, you know, a tax attorney, a lawyer, an accountant, and a whole team around them. But what happened was a lot of people made some moves and some mistakes, and they didn't really know that until sometimes years after these things were happening. They were doing their taxes wrong the whole time. And the government or the IRS, like, they're not very sympathetic to that. You still owe them. And now we got penalties and we got a whole lot of other stuff. Forget if the law or the thing was murky. They're not worried about that. You still owe. Am I off on this? Because I was preparing for this, I'm trying to see like some similarities for people out there, especially that haven't necessarily invested in crypto yet. Am I off on this?
Not at all. I mean, you know, in terms of the tax structure and tax laws, for example, the wash sale rule, like if you buy a stock and sell it and buy it again within 30 days, you can write off that loss against a gain. Now, that tax law, I feel it will be eliminated or implemented, actually, like, you know, in the US, at least, there's no wash sale rule for crypto investments, which is going to be implemented, in my opinion. That's an example of a tax law change that we can expect. But when it comes to the, you know, maintaining a ledger, and there's not many companies that actually maintaining this ledger for investors. And as you said, as we progress in the industry and the industry grows, everyone will need a one-stop software that helps them resolve all these issues. And at CryptoTax International and the software that we are building, the end goal is to be that platform that you or investors feel safe with. And, you know, they know that, you know, all the algorithms, all the API keys that we have in place are accurate. And also, we can also support audits. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when you use a software right now, there's no audit that can go through using a software, but we are trying to create an algorithm in a way that there's an open database for auditors to actually audit that algorithm. So if they have a question, they can pretty much look into what we did and just show them as a supporting document. So that's something that we are planning to do.
It's great. Definitely a crypto tax pioneer in the space. So, and at the end of this, I'll give you the opportunity, of course, to leave, you know, contact information, things like that for people that do want to learn more about the company and the software ultimately. But for now, cryptocurrency in a nutshell, like new book for all my audience that have been watching or listening to this for a long time. You know, I love supporting other authors. I love helping them sell books and promote their work. When I find something good, I want to bring them on the show. So Abhi, what was the inspiration for this?
I mean, as I said, passion. Like, I'm so passionate about the crypto space and the blockchain space. When I was doing my research, I was all over the place. Like, you know, you Google something about cryptocurrency, you'll find a lot of articles, a lot of information, some information you don't even need, or it's not even relevant. So I thought that, you know, there needs to be a place or a book that readers can, you know, understand everything about the crypto space just to give them a head start. So everything that I believe readers need to know about the crypto space, I just, you know, penned it down, and I thought it would be a great book for all beginners and also people who know about the crypto space, but not a lot of details. I've tried to touch base on them. So, you know, things like crypto mining, NFTs, DeFi, you know, there's crypto debit cards today, transferring coins, how to safeguard your wallets. What is cryptocurrency? How did it all start? Everything is included on the book. So if you want to get a head start to everything in this space, you just have a read the book and you'll be good to go, at least for the beginning of it.
What was one of your favorite parts about putting together the book? Like, what was one of your favorite moments? And the reason I ask this, by the way, because there's a lot of people out there that want to write books that never get them done. You did, so I'm excited about that. But what's one of your favorite moments?
My favorite moments was just to put all the information and skimming it down to what should go to the readers. Yeah. Because I knew my vision straight that, okay, there's a lot of information and I need to put information that readers need to know, not give them everything. And then there wouldn't be a difference between just me Googling thing and giving them a book to read. Yeah. So that was a special moment for me because I knew that I'm going to change something for them. And it's going to help them not just for a short-term period, but in the longer term.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this one, Abhi, but I believe, is this your first book? Is that right?
Yeah, it is my first book.
How do you feel, man? You're in the world of being an author now. How do you feel?
It feels great. I mean, I'm excited to even continue writing because as I told you, the crypto space is ever growing. Like, I'm going to learn new things every day about the space. You know, I keep making my notes and then doing my own research. So we probably can see a version 2 of this book coming out soon, but that'll also help people who have read the first one. So it'll be like a follow-up book.
I understand you're right now on the book tour and in the middle of promo and things like that. And I know you have an event, a panel event coming up at Woodbury University. I think it's November 10th. It's already on my calendar, by the way. So I'm going to be in attendance for sure. Mm-hmm. Excited to get out there and have a reason to go listen to this panel. Tell us a little bit more about the event. And I got the date right, correct? November 10th?
Yes, you did. It's November 10th, starting at 5:30 p.m. and it's going to end at around 7 p.m. We're doing it at Woodbury University and it's going to be great. I mean, we have panelists, that's myself. We have folks from the mining industry. We have folks from the NFT industry and then the blockchain space overall. So it's a mix of a panelist that we've created, which will just, I think it's going to be really interesting and informative. Like, you know, everyone wants to know a lot about these industry and, you know, these things. But then when you bring in experts from each category, that's when you get the insights. Yeah. Now, when you talk about taxes, you talk to me about taxes, I'll give you a lot of insights about, you know.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I can go on and on. And, you know, I can give you a lot of points about what you need to do as an investor, how you can, you know, safeguard your assets or stuff like that. But when you talk about mining companies, we're actually bringing in one of the panelists is an owner of a mining company. So, you know, they bring their own expertise on the panel. So yeah. I think that's going to be very interesting.
Obviously, the space moves fast. And I know you got the tech side of things down, and that's what you're working in and day out. But just in general, like what are some of the things that you're seeing that interest you in the industry right now, like from your vantage point? Because you're living this stuff day in and day out, whether it's with clients, whether it's obviously on your book tour. What are some things that trends and things that you find interesting right now?
I don't know if you noticed it, but when you asked me this question, my face lit up. And I was like, okay, hey, yeah, I do have something interesting. Yeah. You know, so recent, I think the next thing about cryptocurrency is marketing. So mm-hmm. what I see a lot of people getting into is, for example, if you have an NFT like a Bored Ape or any other NFT, you're signing deals with other firm, bigger companies and marketing your NFT on that using the IP is the next stage in the blockchain space, and using or taking advantage of the Web3 space, like metaverse, people keep talking about it. Mm-hmm. What is it about? Like, you know, that is going to be the next big thing in the crypto shift. Mm-hmm. So now, yes, we do have a lot of coin companies, blockchain companies solving problems, storing data, all that stuff. But then what's next? Like, mm-hmm. you know, you see all these big brands using clients or investors, NFTs, for example, for just promotional mm-hmm. basis. That's what I'm looking at in, you know, firsthand experience.
Before we get off the line here, definitely give a plug to Neumeister and Associates as well and the work that you're doing there. So tell us a little bit more about the firm and also what you're doing on that side of the business, because I know you're a busy guy.
So I joined Neumeister and Associates back in 2018. And, you know, it's a full service CPA firm. We expertise in cryptocurrency tax calculations. Like, you know, I basically am a senior associate and I head the department of crypto taxes here at the firm. We also do other services like, you know, business management, forensic accounting, other consulting, CFO services, tax filing, tax prep, everything you can think of that a CPA can do, we do it here. So that's about the firm. We have a lot of CPAs, of course, and experienced folks. So we do assist a lot of clients within the crypto space over here. And also outside of the crypto space. So we basically assist with forensic accounting cases a lot. So that's another specialty of the firm.
Awesome. Well, Avi, just wanted to say it has been great having you on the show. I know you're a busy guy. You're on the book tour. You got a lot going on, obviously, with Building Crypto Tax International, all the work you're doing at Neumeister and Associates. I just have to ask, what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for your plans?
I mean, my next right now is just the software. Like my, you know, first my goal was to just a bunch of clients with their tax stuff and make sure they're good to go. But now I am focusing more on a larger population and a lot more countries. So the vision has grown and my goal is clear. So, you know, that's my next. I'm just on the software. And once it's ready to be rolled out, you would be notified, of course, and we'll all just go with the flow.
Awesome. If somebody's watching this, Avi, and they want to follow up and they want to learn more about, obviously, the book, about Crypto Tax International, about Neumeister Associates, what's the best way for them to do that?
I mean, the best way would be, I'm very active on LinkedIn, so you can find me pretty easily on LinkedIn. If not, then you can reach out to Neumeister's website, that's neumeistercpa.com, or you can just reach out to CryptoTax at cryptotax.co.in, and you can find me in all these places.
Perfect. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging with the platform or listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, their story, their businesses, you know, how they got to where they are, and really what we can all learn from those lessons and those life lessons of the ups, the downs, sideways, and everything in between. If that type of content sounds fun or interesting or engaging or meaningful to you, hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Avi, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Likewise, Adam. Thanks for having me here.